Thank you all very much. I'm glad to see all of you out here today. You know, we can want and we can wish to be able to sit down someplace in a public place, a public bar or restaurant, and smoke the sacred herb. We can wish all we want, but until we get out and do something about it, it's not going to happen. We have got to take control of our government back right now. We have got to ensure that we have the freedom of choice left in this country to decide what we want to and what we want not to put into our own bodies. And government does not have the right to tell you whether you, what you can put in your body, whether it's good for you or bad for you. They don't have that right. Now, why are we giving it to them? We cannot afford to lose any more freedom. We have to take back the freedoms that they've already taken. Excuse me. Now, have you all ever heard the analogy of the boiling frog? The idea is that if you take a frog, drop him in a pot of boiling water, he's going to do everything in his power to get out of that boiling water because it's going to hurt him. But if you put that frog in a pan of cold water and gradually turn up the heat, he's going to sit there and happily cook. Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. That's exactly what they're doing to us. We're the frog, and they're turning up the heat, and it's trying to get out before they cook it. The federal government has taken over the Constitution that is ours, not theirs. The Constitution is there to limit government's power. They have nullified the Constitution. We don't have much of it left, and we better turn around and take it back before it's all gone. They are not going to give us cannabis and marijuana. They are not going to give us the freedom of choice. They are not even going to give us peaceful relations with the rest of the world. We've seen that. How many people around the world, has anybody here ever watched WorldLink TV? Now, I'm not here to sell you satellite television, but Dish Network TV carries such things as Free Speech TV and WorldLink TV. You want to know what the rest of the world thinks about America? Watch those two channels. Check them out on the internet, too. You're going to find out that the rest of the world is really upset with us. They're upset with our government. They're not upset with the American people. I think they're beginning to understand, too, that the American people have been sold a bill of goods. But they're upset with our government. Even Canada, who's been our closest friend and ally for 100 years, is now upset because Washington is threatening Canada with sanctions if they decriminalize marijuana. What is that? That is imperialism, and that is fascism, and we can't treat the rest of the world like that. No wonder we have a problem with terrorist activity in the United States. How else are they going to fight us? How else are they going to protect themselves? If we, marijuana and hemp is one basic issue. It's one of many issues. If we don't take back our government, if we don't bring our government back to the point of democracy, and that democracy means government of the people, by the people, and for the people, if we don't get back to that point, we are not only going to destroy ourselves, we're going to destroy the rest of the world. Now, we need hemp for all of its uses. We need cannabis hemp for the environment. We need cannabis hemp for medicine. And we need cannabis hemp to put ourselves in a proper frame of mind where we can learn a little bit of spirituality and learn how to get along with each other and with other people. If we don't have these things, we're going to commit suicide on a broad scale basis, and it's not going to be nice. We only have this one planet, and we got a ride on her, according to the boys, and I believe them. So if we don't take this government back right now and teach them that in order for everybody to prosper, they cannot do what they continue to do throughout the world and to their own people especially. We have got to stand up. We have got to make up our minds that we are going to take our government back, and we're going to make them understand that they have to peacefully go along with us because they are there to serve us, not us to serve them. Until they get that idea, we're going to have these same problems. And as long as we have these same problems, we're in trouble. So please, learn the issue. Learn all the connected issues. And teach, turn around and teach these issues to everybody you know. Everybody that wants to get high, everybody that needs it, the medicine, everybody that wants to cut the use of petroleum products in favor of hemp, which is an annually renewable resource and will reduce pollution considerably, you've got to get everybody out. You've got to get everybody to take the action that they need to take. That's all. Thank you very much. Learn the lesson and pass it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Neil Smith from Indiana Normal. Let's give another round of applause.
Normal's been around a long time fighting for this cause. I mean, I've been to many a rally and many a party where they've had their little green band set up there. And, you know, they really do work their butt off because they can't really drive around the country and smoke it up because, let me tell you, them there police officers, they watch that little green band very close. So definitely go back there in the corner and check out the Normal table. And you can pick up some T-shirts there, some stickers, some I do believe they have little pins, and a lot of information about how you can contact them and become a part of Normal.
You know, they sometimes say that the only kind of a drug that is good is a drug that is recommended by a doctor. So at this moment, I would like to declare to you that Doc Diablo says marijuana is recommended.
4 out of 5 patients that smoke marijuana say so.
The other one passed out.
He was at the cup.
All right, we would like to thank our sponsors again.
Yes, we would like to thank Cures Not Wars. You can check them out on the website at www.cures-not-wars.org. And we'd also like to thank the Unique Boutique Glass Shop out of 1515 Highway 28 in Goshen, Ohio. Go out and check them out for all your glassware needs.
All right. We'd also like to thank the Cannabis Culture Magazine, who is one of the sponsors of today's and yesterday's events. And be sure you stop back there and pick up your free copy. And we also like to thank Hemp Rock Productions, who made this all possible. And that is a nice segue for our next guest, because he used to be a member of the former Hemp Rock radio program on WAIF. And hopefully when it gets reinstated here, hopefully in a few months, he will be part of that cast again. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way up from Atlanta, Mr. Reverend Roland A. Dubé.
Great.